But one other thing that also happened, as I said, went through Parliament today. What's occurred from July 1 this year, some of the most generous high-tech tax concessions that we've ever seen begin to come on offer. So what they give is an immediate refundable tax credit of 20% up to a maximum $200,000 a year when people put money into unlisted, what they call innovation companies. Now, these companies have got to be less than 3 years old. They're going to spend less than $1 million and earn less than $200,000. So they're real startup companies. Now, what they call, in this case, a non-sophisticated investor are people with incomes below $250,000 or net assets of $2.5 million. Well, they're limited to investments of $50,000 a year. So in other words, high net worth investors who are seen to be sophisticated, they can put up to a maximum of $200,000 a year, get an instant 20% of that off against their tax. And the so-called non-sophisticated investors can put in a maximum of $50,000 per year. Let's now go to the Chief Executive of Startups Australia. That's Alex McCauley, who's on the line right now. Alex, this really is a potential incentive to try and get more of a venture capital type philosophy going in Australia.
Hi, Ross. Yeah, great to speak to you. We're really excited about these measures. They're going to do a lot, I think, for startup funding in Australia at a very early stage. This is about individual angel investors, even at a pre-VC stage, having an incentive to look at startups as an asset class that that they want to invest in.
But these things are going to be fairly high risk, and that's the reason why you give a tax incentive, because the government wants more of these types of businesses to get out of the ground. But the fact is, you'd have to imagine that all sorts of people might start to rush these types of new startups, or indeed start creating startups to try and grab this venture capital.
Yeah, I mean, they are high risk as an investment, and part of the point of the measures is to reduce some of that risk, both at the front and at the back end. The measures are actually, there's an upfront tax deductibility for money invested in startups, and then some capital gains tax reduction, in fact, a reduction to zero capital gains tax for any gains made on eligible investments if you hold on to them for a year or more.
Okay, explain the eligible investments to me, Alex.
Investments in companies, as you described in your intro, you know, these high growth, early stage company innovation companies.
Okay, so if I'm in one of those companies, who judges whether that is one of those high growth innovation companies?
Yeah, there's a points test in the legislation. So it's a principles-based approach to target startup, high growth startup companies. And there's a points test in the legislation to give companies a good sense of whether they're whether they qualify, things like whether a significant portion of your income is reclaimable as part of the R&D tax incentive. Those sorts of measures are all included in the legislation and were developed in consultation with the industry.
So one of the issues here is that Australia has always been claimed to be starved of venture capital, of risk capital, as it were, to try and create these smaller businesses. Do you believe that this will help the success of more of these companies in the future?
Absolutely, yes. And the best example that we have internationally to do a comparison is in the UK, where we've had a scheme like this for a few years now. It's called the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme. And our scheme was really modelled on theirs with a few tweaks. The stats coming out of the UK are very positive. Something like 58% of investors under the scheme said they wouldn't have invested but for the discounts on offer as a result of the scheme. And so it's really boosted that early stage angel investment in the UK, and we're very hopeful that it'll do exactly the same here.
So in other words, what you're telling me, Alex, is that there are similar schemes in other parts of the world, but we have been just a bit slow to try and implement them here.
No, I mean, not much of the rest of the world has measures like this, and no one has measures as generous as this. I think this is the most generous scheme of its type in the world, and it has been heavily... it's been modified to sort of Australian settings, having a look at what other places have done and making ours better and sort of learning from their mistakes. So we're really hopeful that it'll do more even than any scheme of its type around the world.
Tell you what, Alex, good to have a chat to you, the Chief Executive of Startups Australia. And as I say, I think that's a fairly significant move that the government has made and actually got it through both houses of Parliament. So it is law. It has actually happened. So 20% refundable tax credit up to a maximum of $200,000 each year for what you call sophisticated investors in unlisted innovation companies that have to pass the test, less than 3 years old, spend less than $1 million, earn less than $200,000. So that's the first part about it. The non-sophisticated investor, incomes below $250,000, net assets of $2.5 million, investments of $50,000 a year. And if you cash up without, you cash up, if you hold it for 12 months and sell within 10 years, no capital gains tax. That's a pretty big incentive, I've got to tell you. And certainly could kickstart that whole tech savvy area. Let's hope so, at least anyway. Alex McCauley, we appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Ross.